So, can we talk about it?
Yeah.
So, you guys, before we get started on today's quick and easy dope discussion, please take the time out right now to like the video, share the video, subscribe, and most importantly, hit that notification bell. That way you guys can be alerted for future dope discussions. Now, today we're going to be talking about three reasons why women come crawling back, okay? And oftentimes when they do come crawling back, it's entirely too late. You guys are already done. You're moved on. You don't trust that woman anymore. And you just don't want any parts of what she is trying to offer to you, okay? But nonetheless, we're going to discuss why this happens. Why do women come crawling back? What is going on in her life that is making her feel like, you know what? I'm going to hey big head this guy because, you know, things are not panning out right. So let's get into number one and dive into this adult discussion. Well, number one, and it can be the most obvious reason, but the most obvious reason is she is struggling financially, okay? A lot of women will come crawling back to you once they are able to see that you're able to have the finances that you need and you have the life that you need, stability that you need, and a lot of them just do not have that. And so what I need to do is come crawling back to you so that you can help me back up on my feet, right? A lot of females, unfortunately, they will go out into the world and completely mess up their entire lives. They'll go out and blow all their money. They'll waste all this time thinking that, hey, I'll be able to do this and it won't affect me until it does. And when it does, they see the consequences. They see the results of their actions, right? And let's be clear, you guys, when it comes to a lot of the guys that they do come crawling back to, you guys are the type of guys that have your lives together. You're not the type of guys that are bumming it out. No, you play your cards right, which is why these females are coming back to you in the first place. If I'm struggling financially and I'm able to look back and see that, hey, such and such is doing great for himself. He's doing very well for himself now. I see that he has this business, or I see that he works for this company, or I see that he has this type of career, and he seems to be stable and secure and sturdy. Oh, yeah, I'm going to come back knocking on your door. Even if I was the type of female that turned you down in the past, you know. And guys, be careful with this, you know. And I do want to make this disclaimer before I do continue. When a female does come crawling back to you, 9 times out of 10, it's out of desperation. And she's not a genuine type of woman. She is somebody that is just there so that she can get back on her feet. Right? She's just trying to use you so that she can level up her life. She's not genuinely there because she really likes you or she has a genuine interest in you and she wants to build with you. No, she's only there to manipulate, control, capitalize, have leverage, use you and move on about her life. So just keep that in mind when you do have a female that is trying to crawl back to you. Think about how she treated you in the past, first things first, okay? So always take into account the history of this woman. You know, what is her personality like? What is her mentality like? What was her treatment of you back in the day? All of those things have to be factored in before you make your decision, you know? And I'm not going to tell you not to take her back, but just be very cautious and be very careful because a lot of times these females are up to no good and they just want to use you. So, number one on our list, you guys, they're crawling back and they're coming back to you because, hey, I'm financially in ruins and I need somebody to help fix me up and clean me up and get me back on my feet. All right, you guys. So let's move head along to the second thing. And the second thing on our list out of the three reasons why women come crawling back is because they are tired of being played. Okay. Let's be clear. A lot of women today, they love to go after the playboy type, right? Not the guy that has his head on straight. not the guy that is productive, not the guy that is, you know, loyal and faithful and the committed type. No, they want to go after the playboy type so they can try to change them and rearrange them and ultimately say that, hey, I was the baddest chick because look at what I was able to get this playboy type to do. I was able to get this playboy to be a husband. I was able to get this playboy to be a committed father and a devoted husband and all of this. So they go after these type of guys. And before you know it, they realize that, hey, this is a dead end. This guy is not going to change. This guy is going to continue to cheat on me, disrespect me, have my life in ruins and in shambles. He's not going to give me the stability that I'm looking for as a woman. He's not going to provide. You know, he can barely protect him damn self. So I know he can't do that for me. So what's the next best thing to do? Well, go crawling back to the guy that has it all together. The guy that played his cards right. The guy that played life right. I'll go and get with him, and he can give me the love that I need, the support that I need, you know, the finances that I need, goes back to number one. And I can live happily ever after with him. But one of the biggest reasons why a lot of females come crawling back is because they're tired of being the side chick or the main chick that gets, you know, played on. They're tired of having their hearts broken. They're tired of just the ups and downs of a dead-end relationship. One day he's good, and the next days he's bad. The next months he's bad, you know? You get tired of being, you know, taken advantage of and disrespected. So let me go back to the guy that I know is, you know, a good, sure thing. This guy is going to honor me. He's going to respect me. He's going to pour into me. I need that in my life. I cannot continue to just be this chick that is strung along and giving my all to somebody that is not trying to reciprocate and pour back into me. That gets old, that gets played out. So they'll come crawling back, guys, because they're looking for somebody to give them the love and the commitment that they're looking for. They are tired of being played. All right, you guys. So let's move it along to the last and final thing on our list. And the last and final thing on our list really does tie back into, you know, the second thing and the first thing. But a big reason why a lot of females come crawling back is because they are looking for somebody to build their confidence back up. Right? I need somebody to make me feel better about the way my life has panned out. Make me feel better about the decisions that I've made. Clean this up. Right? Build me back up as a woman. My confidence is shattered because I've been getting played left and right by all of these no good ass guys. My confidence is shattered and blown to smithereens because look, I don't have the financial backing that I'm looking for. I don't have the home life, the family life. I don't have the finances. Everything is just completely unorganized. So what I need is for a man to pour in me, build me back up, make me feel better, get me back on my feet, and ultimately I can feel like I am the better version of myself. And in all actuality, I'm going to be honest again, okay? Please pay attention. These females are only coming crawling back to you because they want somebody to build them back up just so they can go right back to the damn streets. Go back to the guys that played on them. Go back to the guys that ruined their finances. Go back to the guys that have their lives in ruins in the first place. You know? And like I said earlier, you got to be very careful with females that are coming crawling back to you because you just never know their intentions. They could just be using you, you know, to get them to a particular point in their lives to help them feel better. And then once they feel better, they're on to the next. They discard of you. That's like you never existed. You know, they don't even appreciate the things that you have contributed and have done for them, you know. But that's a big reason why a lot of females come coming crawling back to you. You know, I need somebody to make me feel better because I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm really messed up out here. My life is not good. I am not in the position to where I need to be. I'm just not. And so I need a man to build and big me back up, you know. And again, guys, be careful with that. A lot of females just want to use you as a shoulder to cry on and then go to the next guy, you know, for the ping to ride on. Be careful, all right? They want to cry on your shoulder. They want you to invest into them, build them up, make them feel good. And then once they feel like they're at a point in their lives where they feel better, it's like, okay, I don't need you anymore. And that's not fair to you, okay? So just be careful with that. Be mindful of females that do come crawling back, especially considering their history with you. If they were being disrespectful towards you or making it seem like they were too good for you and all of that in the past and were just like kind of giving you the cold shoulder in the past, like, be careful. Be very skeptical and mindful of that type of female, because she could just be crawling back to you so that she can reap some kind of perk or benefit out of you and then discard of you, okay? But that's my list, you guys. Y'all let me know what are some reasons why you feel a lot of women come crawling back. Have women came crawling back to you? You know, we would love to hear all of that. But you guys, please like the video, share the video, subscribe, and I'll see y'all in the next one. And again, ladies, let's just do right the first time when we have a good thing. We have a good man in our sights, all right? Giving us attention and giving us some kind of play. And do right by him, you know? You got a good thing, hold on to it. That way there's no need to come crawling back, all right? But again, you guys, y'all like the video, share the video, and I'll see you on the next dope discussion. Much love and peace.